UK sponsors the book program on TRE Talk Radio Europe.
The book program, presented by Hannah Murray on Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain.
Joining us on the line now from the UK is journalist and author Thomas Mogford to talk about his latest book, Sign of the Cross. It's part of a series set in Gibraltar. And Thomas will be coming to the first ever literary festival in Gibraltar this October. Welcome to the book show, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us. So I have to be honest, I think you're the first author I've spoken to who has a series set in Gibraltar, which is great because we broadcast there. So it's good to have someone like you on the show. Why did you set your stories in Gibraltar?
Well, it was really a chance visit that intrigued me. I was on a holiday with a friend who was actually in the south of Spain to do a language course. He wanted to learn Spanish in order to go to Brazil. He didn't realize that he'd picked the wrong language. It was rather tragic.
Oh dear.
And he panicked and he left the course and he looked for a friend to come with him on a driving trip to save his blushes. And I was free at the time. It was about 10 years ago.
Mm.
And we set off on this road trip, basically, around Andalusia and stopped in at Gibraltar, and I found it completely fascinating, and it kind of logged it in my brain, and it just wouldn't go away. I wanted to learn more about it and understand more about it, and then I came across a piece of information that there were more lawyers in Gibraltar per capita than anywhere else in the world, and I started to wonder what would it be like to be a lawyer in Gibraltar, and that was really how the idea came about.
Because you were actually studying to be a lawyer yourself, weren't you?
Yes, exactly. I did a postgraduate diploma in law, as it was called then. It was back in 2005. And I was all set to become a lawyer, but I did the exams, but I didn't go on to practice. In fact, I started writing this book right away, so I think I probably preferred the fantasy of being a lawyer to the actual slightly drier, tougher reality.
Yeah. So you're writing about a lawyer instead now?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I probably went into studying law having read too many John Grisham books, and it doesn't... Well, as I say, the reality is it's an incredibly difficult job, and you've got to really dedicate yourself to it. And I'd always wanted to write as well, and I thought I could pull this off and do both, but...
Well, I mean, your experience learning about law will certainly have given you a massive insight into what
exactly,
it's really like, yeah, in order to write the books.
So. Ironically, yeah, who needs these creative writing courses to do a law degree?
Yeah, exactly. Easy.
Yeah.
So tell us about your main character. His name is Spike, and he's the lawyer from Gibraltar.
That's right, yes. He's Spike Sanguinetti, or Sanguinetti, as the local Gibraltarians would pronounce it. He's a Gibraltarian himself, and he's studied law in London, and he perhaps might have gone on to, you know, work for a big city firm, but his father is unwell and lives in Gibraltar, and Spike, sort of despite his best wishes, has quite a strong moral sense, so he stays on the Rock and he practices there, and he lives with his father, who drives him mad, and he has this uncanny ability to take on cases which get him into tremendous danger.
And is this part of the story that happens in the first book, Shadow of the Rock?
Yes, that's right. In Shadow of the Rock, an old school friend from Gibraltar pitches up on Spike's doorstep in the most terrible panic, because he's been accused of murder just over the straits in Tangiers, and Spike reluctantly takes the case and crosses over to try and prevent his client's extradition. He needs to find out a little more information, and as he does so, he gets into big trouble. So both the first book, which is obviously set in Gibraltar but also in Morocco, and the second book, which starts and ends in Gibraltar but is also set in Malta, it moves around the Mediterranean a bit, but I'm currently, in fact, even this morning, writing book three, and that's set almost entirely in Gibraltar. There's a brief sortie to Cadiz, but otherwise it's very much in Gibraltar. So it's kind of the danger is coming home to spike for number three.
Mm. So with number two then, the one that's recently out, Sign of the Cross, it's called, how does the story develop and move on from the first?
Well, a lot of Gibraltarians have Maltese heritage, and Spike is the same. His mother's family come from Malta, and his uncle and aunt die in rather a gruesome opening scene, but the police interpret their deaths as being a murder-suicide that the husband or uncle discovered that his wife was having an affair, and a drunken argument turned bloody. But Spike and his father travel to Malta for the funerals, and they find, or Spike in particular finds out, that things don't quite tie together. So he begins to dig around a little bit, which is usually his fatal flaw, and discovers that it's a lot darker and more gruesome than he thought. And sunny, you know, happy Malta turns out to be a den of vice.
Mm. And how have you found the writing processes with these books?
Well, I've loved it. I mean, I've written books for the last 12 years, four of which were never published. But I thoroughly enjoyed the process, and I thought, well, I'll keep going as long as I have time, and hopefully we'll get a breakthrough. So I haven't found any strain or stress in the writing, because it's just such great fun to escape into this different world and write them. It has proved a little more difficult recently, because my wife, Ali, and I have just had now two children in quite quick succession.
Mm.
And as I'm sure anyone who's had children knows, particularly when they're young, trying to get on with something else, if you're working in the house, as I am, is a challenge.
Yes.
So I've had less time, and there's probably less procrastinating to do. And, you know, if you get a moment, you think, right, I've got to get 1,000 words down now, rather than surfing online for half an hour.
And do you ever get writer's block, or does that not happen?
So far, no. I mean, I often think about writer's block, and I have a theory on it that it's not that you have nothing to write, it's that you have sort of too many options. You think, I could start the scene this way or that way, and you get paralyzed, and you don't know which way is the best way, and then you can't really get going. Whereas I've been quite disciplined in working out the plots of the books before I start, and my wife, again, Ali, has had to read hundreds of versions of these plots, and she is brilliant at picking holes in them, and they hopefully cohere more and more. So
So she helps you out then, does she?
Oh yeah, enormously. She's a very keen reader, and she likes crime novels as well. So if I can get it past her, I know we're in business. And she doesn't mince her words either. So.
Oh, fantastic! So well, it's good. Nice that you listen. I'm sure some men, or some women as well, wouldn't take criticism very easily from their partners.
Yeah, well, I initially fought it, but it's sort of tied in so clearly with what professionals in the book industry were saying that I had to just admit in the end that she was probably right. And,
you do realise this is recorded.
Oh, really? Okay. Edit that out.
So you said that you're already on book three. Is that planned to be out next year, do you think?
Yes. There's a contract for two more. And the next one's due out in April 2014, and then one in April 2015.
And does that add a bit of pressure, if you like, if you know that you have to produce two more books on this particular character? How does that make you feel?
Well, the stories are there in that, as a lawyer in Gibraltar, the range of work, as I mentioned, is enormous. Because they're both solicitors and barristers there. It's a fused profession. So they can appear in court, or they can do a property conveyance, or they can do admiralty work, treasure work, tax work, yeah. crime. So there are so many stories that Spike could get involved with. I think that the pressure is really this the children thing, and that they haven't got so much time to write. And I think with thrillers, they sort of expect one a year. So the hard bits is both the plotting beforehand and then just finding the free time to knock the words out. Carefully, lovingly craft the words.
Well, good luck with it all, Thomas.
It's
great to have you with us on the book show, and I look forward to meeting you at the Gibraltar Literary Festival in October. In the meantime, if people want to find out more about you and your books, they can have a look on your website, which is thomasmugford.com. That's M-O-G-F-O-R-D. And if they want to get a copy of your latest book, it's Sign of the Cross. Thomas, thanks very much for joining us.
A pleasure.
TRE.